Hello, everybody.
Hi, friends.
Hi, hi, hi. Welcome back. This is the Red Rose recap of The Bachelorette, episode 8.
Already the
I
eight?
know. Can you believe it?
No, not even a little bit.
Already, here we are, week 8. This is hometown, so.
My favorite part of the whole Bachelor franchise, and my
Seriously?
favorite part of every season, hometowns, always.
Mine,
Love it.
Fantasy Suites, that's my favorite, but
Oh, really? Dirty,
yeah.
dirty bird?
I know. I'm sorry.
No, for some reason, I love
Freak
hometown.
yeah.
You know, I like seeing people in their element. I love seeing their freaky families, and
Yes.
sometimes they're freakier than other times. And I don't know. I just, to me, it's an opportunity to learn, who people really are outside of, I guess who the Bachelor people make them be or assign them to be.
This is true. This is true. Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I love hometowns. Like you said, you get to see these people with their families aren't going to be scripted by ABC, so it's always nice to get these cast of
Yeah.
characters back in their home element
Yeah.
and
I
their
mean, I don't
home.
know. I like it. I like it. I like
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so the first hometown was with, oh God, I hate it. I still had to smile because almost for like almost a minute, I thought that Nick could be human, but I still hate him.
Yes. I love how you go, ugh, before you start talking about Nick.
Just, I hate that guy. There's something about him that just rubs me the wrong way. Is it his hair? Is it his safari jacket? I don't know. But so he goes, or they go, well, I guess she goes to
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. So let's see. She puts on her cheese head hat.
Yep.
She
Reluctantly.
reluctantly she goes, but then she toured the brewery and then she tried to polka dance, and
Polka
yeah, you should
dance.
just not ever be polking,
No.
nor should she be dancing of any kind.
No, it was a pretty
So
bad dancing. I thought he was getting ready to break out some vintage polka moves, like he really knew how to do some polka. Not that I would know really good polka, but I know really bad polka, so
yeah,
that was not good.
polka's fantastic, so much fun. So, well, I mean, me being from Ohio,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, okay, so what we find out about Nick, because like I
Well.
said, my favorite part is always the whole concept of coming and meeting everyone's family and learning more about them, and not like the scripted slash manufactured image of cool that all these contestants have, but really like the dorky, this is my family, parts of them, which I like.
I like
So,
that
okay, so
too.
we meet Nick's family.
Yeah.
What? Okay, can somebody please explain to me, is this like the Duggars?
Dude, that did you see the wall of fame of all of those
What
people?
was going on there?
When I
And I
when
think he's got like nine brothers and sisters.
they and Jesus H, when they walked in and they showed this wall of fame, like it looked like people who had visited a restaurant that just had their portraits up.
That should be their theme. You should be like, what's your gargantuan steak like before you go?
Right.
Look, I ate this triple burger.
So I was confused for a good while. I was like, oh, look, the whole, 'cause back in the day, people used to do that. They used to put every picture in the world in a frame on a wall. And I was like,
That's
oh,
true.
it's,
That's true.
I was like, oh, look, it's his extended family, maybe some cousins, some friends. Nope. They're all
All siblings.
siblings.
Wow. Yeah, it was really super creepy.
That super big family.
And incredibly unexpected. I finally got a chance to check out his mom. Loved the hair, but from the neck down should never have happened.
No.
Like, I don't even know what was going on there. But then I was like, oh my God, I totally get the crazy style that Nick's always like busting out. Because I
Yeah.
saw his mom with the boots and the stuff and the blah blah. I don't know. She just got all sorts of stuff going on. I don't
Yeah.
know. From a
Yeah.
fashion perspective, I don't know what was going on there. But I liked her hair. I thought it was cute. And
Yeah.
not that I'm not here to critique people's fashion anyway,
But we will
but
sometimes.
we will because it's fun. So, and then like eight gajillion siblings. The only real sibling that stands out to me was that little Bella.
Oh, she was so cute.
Okay, she's 9. And how old is he? Like 30 something.
Yeah. Mom and dad are still getting it done.
How does that even happen? I mean, I know how it happens, but how does that happen?
Being fruitful and multiplying.
I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess, we were talking about this last night. Someone was asking me, is this a religious thing? I don't know the answer to that. I don't believe that we've ever learned anything about Nick's religion. So I don't
No.
know if it's a religious thing. I mean, I know that Duggars are very religious, so
Right,
I don't.
right. Was he wasn't the remember early on this season a guy said that he left no, that wasn't that was Eric, right? Eric said that his family
Yes.
was okay. I'm confusing. So, yeah, I didn't get the feeling from that hometown visit with Nick or him throughout this season that he's particularly religious. So,
Oh.
yeah.
No, yeah, maybe he might be related to Satan. I really just don't know. I just imagine him with horns and laughing like, ho. After I have the best connection with Andy.
Yes, like I'm the front runner,
I'm
right?
the front runner. Yeah,
I
whatever.
remember, okay, so he talked to a few people, but just mainly Bella, his mom, and also this Maria sister. I guess she was like the oldest
Yeah, I
sister.
don't. Yeah, she. I mean, basically, what we know is that she has no recollection of him feeling like this about anyone that's
Everybody,
close to
yeah.
him.
No, nobody ever, yeah. So, yeah, he's.
I like that little interaction that Andy had with the little sister. I thought that was super cute.
I said, "How cute is Nick's sister Bella?" And I started to think, well, maybe he's a little like you. There was a second that I was getting
It
ready
was
to.
only a second, girl. It was fleeting.
Yeah, it was very fleeting, but because I'm a sucker for the kids, but Bella was she was too adorable. I guess
Pretty
you like.
adorable.
He kind of sent her in to get some intel, and she didn't remember anything.
She's 9, man. Like, don't be asking 9-year-olds to run your recon missions. I'm just
Exactly,
saying.
because it's going to be a failure.
It's like, oh, here's a Lego. Oh, what? What did you say?
She said, "I forget. I forget." It was
Oh,
like
yeah.
2 minutes before she had asked Andy all these questions about how do you know you like a guy and all that kind of cutesy stuff. It was cute. It was very cute. And you mentioned the mom. Mom got a shot to talk to Andy and.
Shocker with the crying, too. That was also a glimpse of humanity, which I was not expecting from Nick.
From Nick, no, I know. I know.
Right? So you
No.
said his mom started tearing up, and he
Yeah.
started tearing up, and I don't know. Once again, I don't know if there's what's going on there. I kind of can't quite figure out. I don't know if he will. Okay, so my choice for. I think he's gunning if he doesn't get this particular situation set up with
Yes.
Andy. I think he's gunning for Bachelor.
Oh, definitely.
And I think who should be the next Bachelor is Chris.
I think who should be the
Depending on the
next,
results.
I'll get more into that as I get down the line, but I think Chris should be the next bachelor. And we'll definitely get into that. Let's just get through Nick's hometown.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Yeah,
Nothing
that's
really
it.
substantive came out of Nick's
No,
hometown.
it was kind of the same as any season's
It's
hometown.
hot.
That yeah, Nick is not hot, Andy. Andy, get your eyes checked. That man is not hot.
Or libido. She
Jeezy
thinks that of
peasy.
everybody. Oh, he's hot.
The one thing that I did think of though, Aunt, with this first hometown of this particular cycle is, all of these families, we get after a while, it all turns into the same family because they all have the same reservations, they all have the same kind of questions and skepticism,
Valid point.
and they all feel like, oh, I can sense that you have a connection, or I've never seen my son like this before, and it made me just wonder, especially in Nick's case, knowing that he's a snake the way that we do, but. I saw with all the dudes in hometown was even if we see what we see, because we're kind of behind the curtain, like these moms of these boys, they wouldn't believe anything bad about these guys anyway.
No, you're absolutely 100%.
Yeah, so she just thinks that Nick's is the bee's knees, and he's not.
No, but that's okay. We'll give her a pass.
She's his mom, yeah. I mean, God. That's all I have to say about that. Oh, the only other thing, at the very end of this hometown visit with Nick's family, they quiz Andy on the wall of the Hall of Fame family.
Yes.
She names every single one of those people.
Impressive.
That was quite impressive.
I doubt I probably would have even recognized Nick.
That's a good point.
You gotta know that guy.
God, I've been kissing him for weeks now. I think that's Nick. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
He's hot.
He is not hot, girl. Jeez. Come on.
No, I can't stand him. All right. So on to someone who really actually is hot, and that is Chris.
Have mercy.
Right? First of all, so she goes to Iowa. Arlington, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
This is the name of his town.
Yeah.
So, she shows up. First of all, he is a big boy. And by that I mean, he's a grown-up. No apartment for him.
No.
He's straight up, like, got a gorgeous house.
Beautifully decorated.
Beautifully decorated, like an adult.
Yes. No.
Which, I mean, and I say this because, I mean, you know, men.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to generalize.
It's okay. That's what we do here.
You listeners who are gonna,
we're all about judging and generalizing.
Generalizing. But, I mean, look, you dated people. I mean, everyone dated people. You know, to be single and, you know, in your late 20s or early 30s and have a home mm-hmm. that's put together and not presentable, impresentable
mm-hmm.
and not a bachelor crash pad is like right. a pretty big deal.
Yeah, we learned a lot about Farmer Chris, man. I saw that house. It was beautiful. She even made mention, like, you know, I still live in an apartment. Everybody that I date lives in an apartment or a condo. So, like, go Farmer Chris. I was quite impressed.
Yeah, I mean, and basically he owns all that land.
Yeah.
You know, he took her for a ride in his tractor, not in a dirty way, folks.
I know, I was going to say, wow, chicka, bow, wow.
That's right. So she got a chance to, like, work that big machine.
Mm-hmm. Wow, well, chicka, bow.
It's so easy, I don't know.
That's what she said.
And then they have a picnic
yeah.
in the middle of his fields.
You just can't stop, can you? See, and everybody thinks it's me. Everybody thinks it's me with this mind, this dirty mind. It's you.
It really is. Yes, it's true. It's true. I'm
yeah.
filthy. But so they have this picnic and they're talking, which I thought was overall, I thought the conversation went incredibly well. And I thought it was a fair question of Andy to say, you know, if I come to this town, this
yes.
small town,
yes.
what in the world happens to me?
You right.
know, what happens to my career? Mm-hmm. You know, we all know she quit her job mm-hmm. as an ADA mm-hmm. To do this show.
Correct.
And would potentially, now, if we look at the pattern of behavior of folks who have come in onto The Bachelor or Bachelorette,
mm-hmm.
they generally get into the entertainment business. I'm
this
going to go
true.
Out on a crazy limb and say that that's what she's probably going to do.
Yeah. Can't do that in Iowa.
Can't, yeah. So her question here is, what am I going to do here? And
right.
I believe he had a really great answer. He said, look, after making a joke about her being a stay-at-home mom.
Right, I love that.
And yeah. she didn't even, but the odd thing is that she didn't even really get a face on her.
She didn't. Mm-mm.
You know,
yeah.
which I thought was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I was really impressed at the way he handled it. He's just like, look, we're not so far from a larger city. There are plenty of opportunities. I'm sure he could be an attorney there. And
I'm sure he has a private jet in one of those barns of his.
Yeah, that coupled with all his modeling work, I'm sure he could.
Right.
I can't buy this guy.
Is he the hottest farmer ever or what?
Probably. I mean, I don't know. I don't know a lot of farmers.
Me neither.
Qualifies as like a super hot farmer. I don't know what's going on there.
Right.
But not just hot. Okay, so it's like, okay, everybody's like, okay, you're out in the field, so you're probably getting some tan, and you're like kind of like, you know, you got like the really great, you know, beard thing going on.
Yes.
Or whatever. You probably fit as a fiddle because you're lifting big bales of hay or whatever farmers do. That said,
yes,
I mean, come on. The guy is like super well groomed. I swear to God, I think he waxes
his eyebrows. Perfect. I know. It's
now, I don't know any farmers who do that. He also gels his hair into like a little faux hawk.
He's got a little product going on there, yes. I don't know. Again, we don't know.
Farmers behave.
We need to take an informal poll once again and discover if this is what's going on with farmers. If so, let's all migrate to Iowa.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I just.
It's crazy, right?
It's crazy, and I can't get over the fact that he not only does he have this home that's well put together, but usually, here's another generalization, but usually these country boys, they snatch someone up quick to help with all of that and get them knocked up and help.
Yeah, none of that's going on. And then we meet his super awesome family.
His super, oh God, I loved his family. Oh my God.
I, the whole time, was thinking, this is seriously the greatest little family.
Mm-hmm.
Loved the mom.
Loved her.
Everyone. Mm-hmm. I just thought they were hilarious, and they were very likable and personable. And just,
yes, they were very affectionate, very, very loving, and very welcoming. And, oh, reminded me of your family, Aunt.
Oh, bless your little heart. I do love my family very much.
They were so awesome, and that's why when you said something about Farmer Chris, I was like, yeah, we'll get to that, because this is right about the time that I thought, you know, we're learning how successful he is, like slash rich. He's good looking. He may or may not have this private jet in one of his many barns on his hundreds of acres of land.
He did have, like, and then the other thing I did notice were there were, like, very big garages. So you might be right about that private jet he bought with his modeling. I mean, I'm not sure what a G6 runs, but I'm sure there is one in there.
But, Aunt, think about it, though. Like, the next cycle of The Bachelor, you got a good-looking single guy. He doesn't have any kids.
Farmer Chris.
He's Farmer Chris. I mean, can you imagine the ladies that would show up for this? Like,
no, but it's like dreamy, isn't
it? It's so dreamy. I'm getting so excited thinking about it. I hope someone that knows someone that knows someone gets in touch with ABC and makes Chris happen, because
I know it.
Gosh, makes Chris happen. This could go all kinds of ways, but I'm just going to keep at it.
I'm on board. I think this is the situation. This is the, if he doesn't win this. Now,
correct.
I will tell you, I have been keeping my nose out of the spoilers.
So have I, as have I, yes.
I don't want to know, because I'm having fun, even though my money is on Josh, and it's probably going to continue to be on Josh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just undeniable that he's just blazing, blazing hot, like maybe like a solar storm.
Yes.
And, you know, she knows it. She's all over it. And the only thing she doesn't like about him is that he's blazing hot.
Yeah.
To such a degree,
right,
that she can't even
She can't even believe it.
He's interested.
Right. Exactly. It's like, and we're sitting at home like, I know, but it's the real deal,
also,
Andy.
We're on the same page. We cannot believe it. We don't understand why he's single. We don't understand, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
But you know what? More power to you, girl. That's
yeah.
All I
hope we have more power to you.
Oh my God. Can I please get a hold of myself?
Get it together. Oh God. No.
Did I just say I'm getting the vapors?
Yes. Hello, 1989.
89, girl.
What was that, 87?
57.
Good God.
That's what they called it.
I thought, I don't want, since you said that, like, yeah, I don't want to think, I don't want any of the listeners to think that we're spoiling anything, because we haven't looked ahead. We haven't looked at, you know, spoiler sites or...
Yeah, a little bit.
or anything like that. So we're just both assuming that, you know, Chris is the next Bachelor and he doesn't make it as Andy's, you know, final rose. So, but we don't know. We're just saying, like, he's a businessman. Oh, that's another thing. So he's out in the, let's go back to him out in the field, like lunching or whatever. And
yes, picnicking.
And, the plane flies overhead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he got a Skywriter. You know, everyone in town knew about that. Since yeah. Only 700.
I know. Like,
that's got to travel quick.
They're like, did you see the sign? Did you see the sign? So yeah, he had a little Skywriting sign, with Chris Loves Andy. I thought that was cute too.
That's pretty cute.
But what did she say when she saw it?
She said, oh, that's pretty cute.
Yeah, she did.
That might be the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Ever. Right. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
right. It's the cutest thing we've ever seen too.
It was,
I mean, put a little more sugar on this and I'm going to get diabetes.
It was so sweet.
That's all I got to say about that. Like, seriously, it was like over the top.
Oh,
like,
God.
The whole, you know, like, sky, like, let's, no, it's, come on. All right, I'm done with that one. Even though, I get Farmer Chris, I can't say no to you.
No.
I love Farmer Chris. All right.
I do, too. I have, from the very beginning, talked about how dreamy he was, so.
Dreamy, nice, dreamy fella.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we get to meet up with his family for dinner, and guess what, Aunt? These people are actually eating.
And they're eating, and they're lovable. Mm-hmm. They're downright lovable. I love the mom. She's all like, hey, let me tell you how this is done, because I did it.
Right. Like it can be done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you love her? I loved her more.
I did love her more. And she was like, I'm not, you know, I'm from the city like you were. And I didn't, she was just talking about seeing her husband get off the tractor and just, like, heart pounding, like, okay, I can do this. So I wonder, you know, if, obviously people do it all the time. They go to one or the other's significant other's town or whatever to build a life. So, but, and that's always been my main strike against Farmer Chris, is that I never pictured Andy going to Iowa. I mean, she's not from the big, big city, but she ain't from Iowa either.
No. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think we all just need to take a step back and realize she's from the Hotlanta
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly fine. I mean, who doesn't love Hotlanta?
Right.
You know, but that said, I mean, it's not New York City.
No.
Okay.
This is not.
No offense if we have one listener who's in Atlanta.
Right. Well, people from Atlanta, they know. I'm pretty sure they know that they're not the second to New York City.
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh yeah, they do. They do think they.
Georgia peaches think that is it.
They do. But and that's just like a sliver of the Atlanta population.
It's true.
Who would swear to God that they are just second to NYC? But I digress. So yeah, So what else is going
nothing.
On?
They all like her. Mm-hmm. I think everything's super kosher with them. Mm-hmm. I think it clicks really well. They play some weird game. I don't really get what game they're playing at the end. Something about ghosts in a graveyard. I don't know. This is some weird to my foreign self. I've never played this game.
What were they playing? Oh, they were playing hide and seek.
I mean, I don't know. My grandfather, as one of his side businesses, like, made coffins, like, did woodworking and made coffins, and so we used to hide and seek in his coffins. And that is a true damn story, as creepy as hell.
That is hilarious.
There you go. There's my creepy story, and it doesn't hurt that I was born in the Transylvania region, right?
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, right, true to form,
mm-hmm.
coffins. Yep. So I don't know, this other game that they're playing, I don't know, they're peppering it with, I don't know, they're in ghosts in a grave, I don't know what it is, ghosts in a graveyard or bodies in a graveyard.
It was weird.
They just basically are congregating outside with camera people in their bright freaking shiny lights.
Frolicking
about, and then
in the dark.
Congregating in one area, I don't know, after their food. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But I did notice there was a cat.
Yes.
One lone cat.
Aw, just the one.
Yeah, it was a tomcat.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, it killed something. It was eating it right on camera.
I did not see that.
Yeah, I was obsessed with it. I was like, ooh, I wonder what it caught.
Oh, God. Okay, so just to get back briefly on with Farmer Chris's mom, I think she had like a couple glasses of red wine because she starts to tell Andy, I think you two would have beautiful children.
I know, but you know what? I mean, like, God bless her.
I'd agreed with her, but
she like wants them to pop out right now.
Right now. Oh, yeah, she's ready for a grandbaby.
She was like, I will watch them. Like, yo, you already got a mother-in-law with bought in.
That's yes. You can't ask impressive. For much more. Yeah.
Especially when you're barely dating.
Right.
I mean, to have that kind of support, I'm like, come on.
She was digging. She was digging Andy, the mom was. She was like, you know, I don't know how this will turn out. I hope it turns out that you want my boy because, you know, I like you, you know. She says to her, you've got gumption. You're a tough cookie. I can tell. He can tell. So.
Yeah, no. I'm on Chris's mom's train.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Loved her.
All right. Well, very good. Then we should meet Chris's family as well.
Yes, we should.
Let's see if they're busy.
Oh, I will look them up. I will look them up. They, and it wasn't 20 of them, so I think I could handle it. We'll see.
Right. We'll see. So then, that's pretty much it. We move to Athens, Georgia. Oh, which, by the way, didn't really click for me until it clicked for me. They don't live far from one another, a couple hours.
Right. Yeah, I knew that. It took a while to click for me, too. And I was like, wait a minute, she's from Georgia, too. Yes. I remember that being said, like, in earlier episodes, but I completely forgot that. I was like, well, they're neighbors almost.
Yeah. I mean, like, there are a lot of Athens people in Atlanta. So what do we know? What do we find out about Josh? Josh is ridiculous, but apparently like ridiculously hot, even wearing pants that the pantsapreneur would have worn.
Yes. He's got some
of his pants. What's going on with like his, I don't know, periwinkle
the
shorts?
Colored, those periwinkle.
That shit is some periwinkle color.
I'm dying here. I'm dying.
What's going on with that? I don't know. He couldn't have really broken out like a traditional khaki short.
No.
Or perhaps. I don't
they
know.
They were periwinkle. I was
periwinkle.
Trying to.
Periwinkle. Who wears periwinkle? I don't know. Okay. I don't have much else to say.
Perhaps. You're right. Perhaps
I was
the.
Looking around for JJ. Maybe that was JJ's contribution to Josh's wardrobe.
Right.
I mean, he was just like, look, buddy, the scarves are not enough to make you stand out. You need some
pantsapreneur pants. And periwinkle, apparently.
Periwinkle. Oh, Lord have mercy. It was terrible.
So how does Josh look overall to Andy? This is unscripted, by the way, people. I just know. Like,
yes, hot. I mean, she can't say enough. They go to play baseball. She, by the way, and Andy's looking hot. She's wearing some shorts.
They're really short.
Yes, but she looks good in them. And
she looks good, too.
You know, like, those are, like, bordering on indecent.
They were bordering on indecent, except for that they didn't flap up or anything, but they were pretty short.
But, I mean, holy smokies. I mean, like, you know, I don't know, one false move.
There would have been a wardrobe malfunction.
I mean, why not wear a bikini bottom? You might as well. It's the same thing you had on.
Yeah, I noticed that too. They were pretty short, so.
Yes.
But she had the legs for them. She had the little behind
I
for
hate
them.
Her.
But I know.
What's going on with that body of hers? Out of nowhere, Andy.
Yeah.
It's like bringing some crazy tone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was looking good. She was looking great.
She does look good. Mm-hmm. So they went and played baseball, right?
Yeah.
Of course. I don't know. He said some nonsense about he hasn't touched a ball
in 7 years or something crazy like that.
Yeah. I mean, sit down, Josh.
What is going on with this? Is it? I'm confused. I didn't get, like, he has the itch, but he doesn't want to have the itch for baseball. Like, what is it? Is he just like not able to make a pro team, or he claims he stepped away from it because he wanted to start a family and have all of this stuff?
Okay. Here's my really uninformed take.
Explain it to me, por favor.
And this would be, I don't see how you just happen to walk away, and I put that in air quotes.
Yes.
From, you know, your career in baseball.
Right.
You know, like at 23, 25.
Right.
I mean, to start a family.
No.
I don't buy that.
I don't buy it either.
Hot minute.
No.
Because, you know, you're not really thinking like that. You know, yeah, if you were like in your late 30s or early 40s and you're thinking, okay, like I'd like to have a family or whatever. So something happened like that. He either like was let go by the team or went down to, you know,
the minors or something.
Minor league. I just can't buy any of that.
I don't either. That's why
something that doesn't make sense with that story.
That's why the confusion. Like, it's like they.
As my mom always says, if it doesn't sound true, mm-hmm. it probably isn't.
Exactly. I like your mom.
Yes.
I believe it.
If it doesn't sound like it makes sense.
Yeah.
If it doesn't sound like it makes sense, not true.
No, it didn't make any sense to me, right. And she was like, "Oh,
probably not true."
He bought me into his element, but. When she asked him about it, and he was like, oh, I could go and play right now. Like, he wanted to. I'm like, okay, so what's, I don't understand it.
All for it. I guarantee you Andy would be a proponent of him being a professional athlete.
Absolutely she would. If that's what you love, she seems like, you know, most sane people.
Girl, she would like that paycheck.
Hell yeah.
She quit her job. And she's on a show looking to probably get entertainment jobs after the fact. I don't really buy it for a hot minute that she's not, you know, that she's going to go back to being an ADA anywhere or to be, you know, I don't Mm-mm. know. I just don't buy it.
I see her being maybe some entertainment attorney or
something
entertainment correspondent for legal crap yes. that stars get into. That's right. How I see
Star
her.
Jones.
Yep, Star Jones. She could be Star version. Jones. Yep, the very super cute.
Is there anyone on trial that she could like cover?
Hmm.
Isn't that how Star Jones got her?
Mm-hmm.
Star,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, there will be if you know we let these stars do what they do. They're stars be starring.
So you know she basically they play baseball. She breaks a bat, which I thought was pretty interesting.
She's that was a setup.
Girl. Not sure where that swing came from, but
they
okay.
got that bat from out of one of those grab things at Chuck E. Cheese that you used a little claw to get out. That's where they got that damn bat.
That was a setup. There was a cork in the middle.
No, that was false all the way around.
Totally. So then we go to their house, mm-hmm. to the family's house, mm-hmm. and we meet mm-hmm. the infamous brother, who
yes.
has been drafted, I believe now the answer is, to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, that's who he ended up, he entered the draft
I
and that,
believe, so,
okay.
mm-hmm. I had to look that up last night because I thought, you know, the draft had just happened.
It just happened, like, what, right? 2 or 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, something like that. So I thought, okay, this is, you know, this guy had to go somewhere. I know that he was talking to the Chiefs, and he did actually go to the Chiefs. So we know he's a quarterback. He's really good at Georgia, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm, we mm-hmm. meet mom, who I'm not really crazy about.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, meh. I mean, nothing.
No,
you know.
not spectacular. Not and this then, isn't Chris's family, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then little sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really some interesting discussions going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Josh seems to be overly involved with his family.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure what I mean by that because I'm very close to my family. I'm
yeah.
close to yours. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a fine line, right?
There's a fine line.
I just don't understand what's going on. Like, what was he saying? I need to be there for my brother, like, so much. And the guy's, like, 23, 24 years old. Like, what are you doing for him? He's
right.
grown.
Right,
and
right.
Even then, I mean, what are you doing for him? He's got two parents in the home.
He's got two parents. He's just graduated. You know, he's finished college. He's finished his yeah. college career as an athlete. And he
apparently has a long-term girlfriend that he's been with for 4 or 5 years as
yeah,
well.
He's good. I don't think that Josh has any damn thing going on besides his family.
Yeah, I mean, so my question really was, you know, what's all this, you know, well, I have to be there for him. I thought that was a very strange, strange situation.
I thought that he meant that because, I thought that he meant that because this was before the draft had occurred and it was something that he was going to miss.
Still, something was going on. I don't understand any of it.
And what does he do for a living now that he doesn't play baseball?
I don't know. Well, what we do know is he went back to the University of Georgia and he played football for them. Now, he wasn't the athlete that his brother is.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that his brother actually has the stats to back it up. Apparently, he's one of the finest quarterbacks in University of Georgia.
Wow.
History, from what I gather.
Okay. Okay.
From what I've been able to read, so he's the real deal. He's he's NFL worthy.
Okay.
Like, stellar athlete.
Great.
Josh, obviously, one of those kids that probably were damn good in high school,
mm-hmm.
and you know, probably all around like good athlete, but nothing like
a standout. You
know, not necessarily a pro athlete,
right? Yeah, he's definitely the hotter of the two. They're twins, I'd have to say. I was wondering, like, we get to finally meet him. We can determine which one is the hot twin, and it's Josh is the hot twin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So. I don't know. I don't think they're twins, though.
I thought they were twins. Oh.
I don't think they're twins. He's like the little brother. So he's 24. I think Josh is like 29.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought they were twins. Because they look alike, but not that much alike. But whatever. Okay.
No. And then so we also meet, I don't know, his dog, which I thought was pretty cute.
Yeah, it was a cute dog.
I think her name is, so. And then, some interesting conversations about boundaries and something about cutting the cord with his mom. Andy asks, you know, when are you going to cut the, or is he going to cut the cord or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And his mom says, no.
I don't see that happening.
And then the sister was interesting.
The sister said,
you know, well, you guys are going to have your own stuff. It's interesting to hear, you know, like the family really, really feeds off the star power of whomever the golden child.
Aaron,
I think for some time now it has been Aaron. And I think he's going to continue, obviously, since he is the, you know, the one going into professional sports, like hardcore. Mm-hmm. I mean, and obviously we do know that Josh did play baseball.
Right.
So that was like, that which is legit.
Yeah.
I just don't know that, you know, I mean, obviously I don't know how long it lasted, not too long. And I don't know how great he was. Mm-hmm. And you know, in all fairness, he may be freaking amazing for all I know. Somewhere along the lines, he's no longer playing and the other kid is. So there you have it.
Yeah, but the family, you know, even before they head to Josh's parents' house for dinner, she's like, Andy's like, well, I hope this whole thing won't be just about Aaron, the brother.
Right.
And as soon as they sit down at the table, I mean, before they even get napkins in their laps, it's let's talk about football.
Yeah.
And her eyes just glazed over.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she made a valid point, you know? I mean, she felt like, you know, maybe he needed some attention as well, which I thought was nice. But, you know, even the mom said, you know, finally it could be about you, too.
Yes.
You know, you've got some stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I don't know if part of his, you know, whole shtick has been to be like so concerned about his brother because he just didn't have reason to be concerned about himself.
Right.
He wasn't doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the answer to that. This is too much psychology.
Yes, it is. It is. So let's just keep going.
Yeah.
But the sister, her name was Stephanie. She was, you know, just saying how, like you said, you guys will start your own family if this works out and you'll have your own things to do. And,
They'll be.
I mean, we both have families, so we know the conflict in choosing whose house to go to for this holiday, or
sure.
In this case, traveling to all of Brother Aaron's games. So,
right. I thought it was a very interesting question for the dad.
Yes.
To come to all the games. Well, I mean, like, what kind of question is that, by the way? I mean,
you know what it is? It's a question of a family who has
baby issues.
Yeah, they have boundary issues, and they do all this stuff together, and they've spent the better portion of both of these kids' lives traveling to games and practices and clinics, and this is what they do as a family. Yeah. And are you ready for this?
Right, but very, very good point. Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, that's pretty much where we left it.
Yeah.
I don't think anything was resolved for this visit. Mm-hmm. I think more questions have popped up, but you know, the chemistry is undeniable.
Yeah, it's still there.
I mean, Josh ain't going nowhere.
No.
I can tell you that right then and there.
No.
Like, that was not going to happen. Like,
no.
So then we move to Dallas.
Yes.
To go visit Marcus and his family.
Yes, yes.
So what do we have here?
the big thing with Marcus's family is that his dad left, and they keep talking about these it not being a traditional family and it just being some weird dysfunctional thing, but it's definitely, I guess, not good to have had a parent abandon you, but the rest of the family was still there. They weren't, I thought that they were going to be like this monstrous, like crazy clan of people, but they weren't.
Right. Definitely.
They weren't.
You know, I thought that, you know, Marcus basically picks her up and takes her through a day in his life.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. You know, I laughed when I first saw the Mercedes. I said, oh, Marcus went out and rented a Mercedes for the video.
I saw that. And I was like, whose car is that?
I couldn't contain my laughter. I swear,
I was like, where?
Like, girl, I'm not picking you up in my Nissan.
No. That was Chris Harrison's car.
Probably was. So I got a little chuckle out of that. You know, I mean, there was something wrong on this date, and I just couldn't put my finger on it. Because even though I was hearing Stalker Marcus constantly reassure her, he does the whole striptease thing again, by the way, to revisit, like,
their
first date.
To reenact the first date, yeah.
I mean, please don't do that ever again.
No.
It was bad the first go around. You're making me uncomfortable again by taking your clothes off on television. Stop
just
it.
By yourself.
I'm just not interested in seeing the tidy whiteys on you.
No.
I'm just not interested in seeing the substandard
striptease. Right.
From
ABC Family.
Yeah, come on now. And she's all like, oh, it was so hot.
And yeah.
Loved it. It was hot. Oh, God.
You know, what I wrote in my notes when she said, he's hot, I wrote, I'm pretty sure Anne is plastered by now. And if she's using this as like her drinking game cue.
I would have been dead. I would have died from alcohol. It was ghastly hot.
Oh, God.
Just absolutely terrible.
God,
the whole date was terrible. I was not feeling his mother.
Yeah.
I just was feeling none of it.
Right.
The date, I didn't really, even though Andy kept saying how hot he was, and he's just too clingy. He's just too invested.
Yes.
When somebody's that invested from go, it's really uncomfortable.
Right.
Especially because I didn't really vibe that from her.
Mm-mm. And you said that all along. I'm glad you brought this up because you said that about Marcus about 7 episodes ago. And that, you know, before she goes to meet up with him for their one-on-one time before hometown, she actually says, well, Marcus is in love. He has those feelings. And she's using this visit as a means to catch up. Can she catch up with his feelings? And I'm thinking, no, because he's already in love with you and you're not. So,
yeah, it's over, man.
It's over. Like what are we, doing? Dragging everybody to Dallas, Texas.
Exactly. So, then after this date was unremarkable date of nothingness.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone goes to Chris Harrison's house, which is kind of random and weird.
Yeah. That was his actual house, Aunt.
I know. It just made no sense to me. No. But okay. So, Chris Harrison, obviously, like, uber-friendly Chris Harrison, just stopped by my place. I just wanted to hang out and talk to you for a bit.
Right.
Okay, Chris Harrison, we'll stop on by. Mm-hmm. And it, like, mm-hmm. I mean, in the caption's like, Chris Harrison's house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everyone shows up, the four guys and Andy, and they're told about Eric Hill's passing.
Yes.
Everyone, you know, God, I don't really need another uber sad, you know, situation. Yeah. Again.
I had no idea.
The saddest Bachelorette episode ever.
Right. Like, in the history books. Right.
Yes. A few weeks ago, I didn't want to replay that.
Right.
So, you know, of course, you know, the guys, first, I swear to you, I think I saw Nick smirk.
Yeah, I think I saw him smirk and then realize, like, look around and see everybody else, like grieving.
In shock.
In shock and decide, oh, I should not be smirking right now.
Okay, I was just wondering if it was
No, it was, I saw.
He's got the devil inside, I'm relatively sure.
I saw
there was a smirk and I thought that was bizarre, of course. Yeah.
He makes Marcus me sick. Yeah.
Took it particularly difficult.
Yeah.
And left the room.
Yes.
I don't know if they had a tight friendship or what was going on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to go back and I couldn't remember. And then, you know, Chris looked a little shaken up, as did Josh.
Yeah. I thought that Marcus walked off like that because you know, the cameras are on, you're getting this shocking news. I just didn't think he felt comfortable, like, boohoo crying, because I think that was ready to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Andy gets up, Tara's after him.
Yeah.
They sit outside, you know, Andy realizes that her last interaction with him was pretty terrible.
Yep.
So, you know, is lamenting that. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody looks pretty shocked. Cameras go down, the crew goes around hugging people too, which mm-hmm. I thought was odd, but okay.
Right.
I just didn't see the sense in taping that or even sharing
and
that.
Sharing that. Yeah. I felt
yes,
like.
Yes, we understand there's a crew. Yes, we understand they're human. Yes, I understand that there are probably relationships established with them.
Yes,
as well,
exactly.
We just don't need to see that, in my opinion. That's a private moment.
To have it revisited.
Yeah.
So I couldn't watch. I think I explained to you, I couldn't watch this unfold last night because there was a cable outage and I didn't have the internet either, but I had to watch later and, which means I had to stay off Twitter. I had to stay off social media, but somebody popped in my office real quick today and was like, what happened? Like, she doesn't even watch the show. And she said, I was like, well, don't spoil it for me. And she was like, no, all I heard was, you know, about Eric. I was like, oh yeah. Cause I didn't know that much that they were going to bring that back up again, Eric Hill's passing. And I was like, I really didn't, I really don't see anything wrong with them bringing it up again. This is the point in the season that it happened, even though, you know, we did have that very uncomfortable episode when Chris Harrison and Andy had that sit down. So I was like, well, you know, maybe, you know, the family okayed it. It's okay. I hadn't seen it, so I didn't know exactly what was shown. And then after watching, I could maybe understand a little bit how people online found it a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Just a little inappropriate, because they kept teasing it like every segment, commercial break.
I just didn't like it.
Yeah. And so then I was like, yeah, I don't like this. They keep teasing this very like awful event as though it's like some performer that everybody wants to see at the end of an award show, like building up the, you know, the tension. I was just like, we don't need this again.
I totally agree.
We don't need this again. So that was,
I was ready for it to be done.
Yeah, I was too.
So then we move forward to the rose ceremony. Andy looks fantastic. She's got a mermaid, like, green gown mm-hmm. on.
She looks great in green. This isn't her first time wearing green.
No,
yeah.
She does her color for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, she breaks down during the decision for a minute, and she's looking at the weight of this whole thing, and also, you know, she feels that it's her obligation somewhat to be strong for the guys in the wake of the loss of one of their own.
Right.
I don't know if one of their own, and who, you know, if they were close or who knows, you know.
Right,
I
mean, right.
I don't know that Eric was there long enough to form very solid bonds with anyone. I don't really know how long it takes, but... You know, nonetheless, you know, it's very jarring, in my opinion, when I mean, when you lose somebody that you know, even if it's, you know, not necessarily, like, you know, unexpected.
Yeah.
But it's just, it is jarring. It's a
very jarring. And so when we got to this part for the rose ceremony, it made me think, well, as much as I didn't like that whole, you know, them breaking the news and getting their... reaction, I thought after seeing how the rose ceremony unfolds and how it begins, maybe they aired that segment to show, well, you know, this is how the rose ceremony became so emotional, because this is all that happened. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go. She gathers herself, right?
Yes.
She has to be strong for these guys
and
go through with this rose ceremony.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then, so we know Josh's first pick.
Yep.
Second pick is Chris.
Gets the rose, yes.
Third pick is Nick.
Nick gets the rose.
Almost fell out that he was third pick.
Yeah, yeah. He couldn't believe it. He's the front runner, Ant.
I'm the front runner. So Marcus gets sent home.
Marcus gets sent home.
Which my mother was incredibly shocked. She called me this morning and said, "Did you watch The Bachelorette?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Ma, yeah, of course I did." And she said, "Oh, I can't believe it. I thought he was great for her."
So, yeah, yeah.
There you have it. How many people in America are just utterly shocked at Andy's, you know, not picking Marcus?
Well, he was certainly saddened and shocked. He couldn't believe that she's still, you know, sticking it out for Nick.
Yeah.
So long, Marcus.
Bye, Marcus. See you around.
So she's
on the Bachelor in Paradise next season.
Yeah. And a part of me for a second there, even though I already know that I want Farmer Chris to be the next Bachelor, if he doesn't, you know, get that final rose, I kind of like Marcus, just because he doesn't have that traditional family, like, in as much as that he doesn't have his dad, but the rest of the family is just perfectly fine. But, and he's a good looking guy. He may have fallen too hard, too fast, but, I just felt bad. I felt bad for him.
I felt bad for him too, but it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
There's no star power there.
No, there isn't.
He's missing the X Factor.
He doesn't have a...
Because that's on NBC, and this is an ABC show.
And this is true, unless X Factor... unless he has an invisible jet in his barn in Dallas, then...
He does, right on with a Wonder Woman outfit.
Right. Yep, so that brings us to the end of another exciting... Bachelorette. But next up on The Bachelorette, next week we have the Fantasy Suite Dates.
Ooh, your favorite.
My favorite with the three remaining.
Super
this is
exciting.
More so my favorite with the guys, with The Bachelor, than it is with The Bachelorette, but still exciting just the same.
Super.
I saw lots of... Andy still has lots of fears. That's what I saw in the trailer for next week. Whatever these fears are, I don't know. But something's, and I heard something
snakes.
About snakes, something not adding up.
Spiders.
Lions.
Lions.
Tigers and bears.
Bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she still has some fears, even down to these three remaining. And I'm hoping one of those fears is Mr. Nick. So.
She should be afraid of those outfits. He's
he's busting out.
Oh my god! I was like, oh wow, he lost his safari jacket only to replace it with I don't even know what that was. It was like a carnation color.
Oh god! Oh
jacket.
God! Yeah, it's
ghastly.
Deplorable. Yeah, ghastly.
I don't know. I think Chris borrowed his outfit from what was his name? the guy who left, he's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Markel.
Markel.
Yeah.
Like, Markel, can I borrow your shirt and tie? Thanks.
He's got a piece of clothing from all of the guys who have left.
They mashed it together.
Okay, well, I think that's all I have. Do you have any?
I don't.
No, none.
But keep up with us on Twitter.
Yes.
At Antonella B.
And at Renita Really. Awesome. Don't forget to subscribe to Aunt and Rennie's Reality Recap Podcast. You subscribe, they automatically pop up in your box once we finally do record one and make it live. And
who doesn't want anything to pop up in their box? I'm sorry, did I just say there? Okay. God, what am I talking about?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I'll talk to you later.
All right, see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.